At first glance, this 6-kilometer-long stretch of road doesn't seem very different from other urban streets. But take a closer look, and you begin to notice the many different ethnic businesses side by side along the corridor known as Columbia Pike in Arlington, Virginia. Photographer Lloyd Wolfe has lived much of his life near the Pike, a road built in 1810 as the main route into Washington from Virginia. Since the 1970s, Wolfe says, it has been a magnet for immigrants from every corner of the globe.
Columbia Pike has become more and more interesting. There are hundreds and hundreds of ethnicities, people from different countries along the Pike, and living in relative harmony. This is something we thought was worth recording.
So Wolfe and 4 other photographers who call the area home have spent the past 10 years capturing the life of the people who make up the corridor, like Claudia Camacho. She owns a Bolivian restaurant on the Pike and has lived nearby for 23 years.
I like it a lot. It's really hard to move out from this area. There's a lot of people from different places of the world, and you get to know different cultures, and it's really good.
Mohammed Mohammed settled in the area 25 years ago. His shop sells imported Ethiopian products.
I've been successful running a business here. The whites, African Americans, the Hispanic people, the Asians, the Arabs, you know, we have Africans combined in diverse here. So we know each other, we share and caring a culture, a language, you know, we're happy. So I'm so happy.
Although the historic corridor has been one of the most culturally and ethnically diverse neighborhoods in the nation, perhaps in the world for decades, Wolfe points out there is no ethnic enclave.
Here everybody's pretty mixed up. There's no one area that's all Vietnamese or all Arab or all Somali, etc. Everyone's sort of living and working amongst each other in a blend. And it's a nice blend. It works.
Frequent ethnic festivals offer a blend of cultural experiences.
Bangladeshi has their festival here. We have over 30 Bolivian dance troupes in the county that perform a Ruru festival every year. 3,000 of them come up Columbia Pike. It's beautiful to see.
Wolfe and his collaborators have compiled their extensive collection of images into a book titled Living Diversity, the Columbia Pike Documentary Project.
I think this is something we want to share with the world. I use a phrase a lot. This is what peace looks like. People get along. This is how we should be.
For producer June So, I'm Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.